mill-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, il-ftehim ta' l-1948 bell-Awstralja u Malta, fl-għajnuna tal-passaġġi minn Malta għall-Awstralja. L-istoriku u riċerkatur tal-istorja tal-Maltin fl-Awstralja, Dr. Barry York, jgħidilna xu wassal u xġara wara dan il-ftehim. U wara nispjegaw bil-Malti il-punti ewlenin li jitkellem dwarhom.
In 1949 and the 1950s, Maltese tradesmen were recruited in groups to build the national capital in Canberra. Others worked at Woomera. The State Electricity Commission of Victoria needed workers at the Yallourn Brown Coal Mine, and the South Australian Water Board and the West Australian Railways needed labourers, while the Queensland Government recruited groups of sugarcane cutters. And there were also occasional group nominations by private companies, for example, the Metropolitan Ice and Fresh Food Company in Melbourne. Most Maltese, however, were assisted by personal rather than group nomination, and no applicant for an assisted passage could be successful unless there was a reasonable assurance that they could obtain employment and accommodation. The agreement stipulated that reception and welfare was the responsibility of the Commissioner for Malta in Australia, but the Commonwealth Employment Service offered to help obtain work. Also, from the date of arrival, Maltese migrants would be eligible for health and medical service benefits, maternity allowances, child endowment and sickness and unemployment benefits. The extent of assistance towards the passages to Australia was set out in the agreement schedule. It stipulated that costs would be shared by the two governments. All migrants aged 19 and over would be charged no less than 10 English pounds. Juveniles aged 14 up to the age of 19, no less than 5 pounds, and children under 14 travelled for free. The schedule listed the sums to be contributed by the Australian government and specified that the Maltese government had to make a contribution that was not less than that of Australia. The Australian government paid £30 sterling for each approved migrant aged over 19. Each applicant had to supply certificates of good character and, where applicable, evidence of trade qualifications. The next step in the procedure involved a medical examination by a Maltese government doctor and then approved by the Australian government. In Australia, there was a demand for labour which was well publicised in Malta. Wages were relatively high and Australia was far from the war-torn devastation of Europe. There were opportunities for the future, and many of the migrants that I have interviewed over the decades mentioned that they migrated primarily for the benefit of their children. Australia siphoned off much of the cream of the Maltese population, especially its skilled tradesmen. In September 1948, there were more than 20,000 prospective emigrants registered for Australia in Malta, and about a quarter were skilled tradesmen. Until the 1970s, the migrants travelled mostly by ship, and these migrant boats ranged from converted warships to comfortable passenger liners, with the occasional notorious hell ship. The scarcity of shipping after the war meant that emigrants had to take whatever was available. The first group of post-war emigrants left Malta on the Rangitiki on the 10th of January 1946. There were 64 Maltese in all, and they were either returning migrants or related to Maltese already settled in Australia. The Times of Malta described the scene at the Valletta Customs House in the following way. It was a mixture of sadness and gaiety. There were tears and smiles and handkerchief waving as the ship slowly left the harbour. This scene would be repeated many times, but with much larger numbers of Maltese migrant passengers. The conflicting emotions would have applied to each and every voyage.
Issa bil-Malti dak li qalilna Dr. Barry York. Fl-1949 u fis-snin 50 ħaddiema tas-sena Maltin ġew ingaġġati fi gruppi biex jibnu l-Kapitali Nazzjonali f'Kembra. Oħrajn kienu jaħdmu f'Umera. Il-Kummissjoni Statali tal-Elettriku ta' Victoria kella bżonn ħaddiema fil-minjiera tal-faħam f'Jolorn. South Australian Water Board u il-West Australian Railway kellhom bżonn il-ħaddiema wkoll, fil-waqt li il-Gvern ta' Queensland approva gruppi ta' rġiel biex jaqtgħu il-kannameli. Kultant kien hemm ukoll nomini minn gruppi u minn kumpaniji privati, pereżempju il-Metropolitan Ice and Fresh Food Company ta' Melbourne. Il-biċċa l-kbira tal-Maltin madankollu kienu mejjuna minn nominazzjonijiet personali aktar milli minn gruppi, u l-ebda applikant għal-passaġġ assistit ma seta jkun aċċettat jekk ma ikunx hemm assikurazzjoni xierqa li jistgħu jiksbu impjieg u akkomodazzjoni. Il-ftehim kien jistipula wkoll li l-settiljar tal-Maltin kienet responsabilità tal-Kummissarju għal-Malta fl-Awstralja. Iżda il-Commonwealth Employment Service offra wkoll li jgħin biex jinkiseb ix-xogħol. Barra minn hekk, hekk kif l-emigranti jaslu l-Awstralja kienu eligibbli għal benefiċċji tas-saħħa u tas-servizz mediku, allowances tal-maternità, ħlas tat-tfal u benefiċċji tal-mart u tal-qat. L-għajnuna l-passiġiri l-Awstralja ġiet stabilita skont il-ftehim li tfassal. Dil-għajnuna tistipula li l-ispiża kellha tinqasam bejn iż-żewġ gvernijiet, jew li l-migranti ta' 19 sena jew aktar jintalbu iħallsu xejn anqas minn 10 liri Ingliżi. Iż-żar ta' 14 sena sa' 10 snin xejn anqas minn 5 liri, u it-tfal taħt il-14 sena jsifru b'xejn. L-iskeda stabbiliet il-ħlas li kellu jikkontribwixxi il-Gvern Awstraljan u speċifikat li il-Gvern Malti kellu jagħti kontribuzzjoni li ma kienx anqas minn dik tal-Awstralja. Il-Gvern Awstraljan ħallas 30 lira sterlina għal kull immigrant approvat li kellu aktar minn 19 sena. Kull applikant kellu jipprovdi ċertifikat ta' karattru tajjeb u fejn meħtieġ prova tal-kwalifiki tas-sena partikolari. Il-pass li emiss fil-proċedura kien jinvolvi eżami mediku minn tabib Malti u wara approvat mill-Gvern Awstraljan. L-Awstralja kien hemm talba għax-xogħol li kienet irreklamata tajjeb f'Malta. Il-pagi fl-Awstralja kienu relattivament għolja u l-Awstralja kienet il-bogħod mill-ħerba tal-gwerra fl-Ewropa. Kien hemm opportunitajiet għal futur aħjar. U Dr. Barry York jgħid li l-maġġoranza ta' l-emigranti li intervista matul li għexieren ta' snin isemmu li emigraw primarjament għal-futur ta' ulidhom. L-Awstralja ħadet l-aħjar tal-popolazzjoni Maltija, speċjalment dawk l-irġiel tas-sena. F'Settembru tal-1948 kien hemm aktar minn 20,000 emigrant prospettiv għal l-Awstralja f'Malta u madwar kwart minnhom kienu nies tas-sena. Sal-1970 l-emigranti Maltin kienu jivvjaġġaw l-aktar bil-vapuri. U dawn il-vapuri kienu ivarjaw minn bastimenti tal-gwerra mibdula għal vapuri komdi tal-passiġġieri sa vapuri magħrufa għandu qas ta' komditajiet tagħhom. L-iskarsezza tad-baħħir wara l-gwerra kienet tfisser li l-emigranti kellhom jieħdu il-vapur li jkun għad-dispożizzjoni tagħhom. L-ewwel grupp ta' emigranti ta' wara l-gwerra ħallew Malta fuq ir-rang tingi fl-10 ta' Ġunju 1946. B'kollox kien hemm 64 Malti. Dawn jew kienu qed jirritornaw lura lill-Awstralja jew inkella kienu sejrin jingħaqdu maqraba tagħhom li diġà kienu issettiljaw l-Awstralja. Il-gazzetta Times of Malta iddeskrivit ix-xena fid-dwana tal-belt b'dal-mod. Kienet taħlita ta' niket u ferħ. Kien hemm id-dmuħ u id-bissib u l-imkatar jixxejru hekk kif il-vapur beda ħireġ bil-mod mill-port ta' Malta. Din kienet xena ripetuta bosta drabi, iżda b'numru ferm akbar ta' passiġġieri emigranti Maltin u għawċi l-Awstralja. L-emozzjonijiet ta' ferħ u niket spikkaw f'kull vjaġġ.